Sorry about that. Jordan's got to run another route real quick. I turned down the wrong room.
It's okay.
It happens.
That's okay, Scott. I mean,
yeah, yeah. Well, I just want to make it sound like Scott's still here. So, if we haven't updated you recently enough, Scott is on vacation, mm-hmm. and he'll be back.
He hasn't been suspended or anything.
No.
That rumor's totally wrong.
Totally false.
Yeah.
He'll be back soon enough, and Jordan Meserol from the Chamber of Commerce filling in down the hall for us, taking care of news.
Where every day is a chamber kind of day.
We appreciate that. It's always a bright and sunny day here on the radio when you've got somebody from the chamber.
Exactly.
Our website right now, WTAW.com,
is
something that I think is pretty funny. And this is about all the we'll try to keep a little light on the political segment. First of all, mm-hmm. we would remind you that Herman Cain is going to be at Hastings in College Station tomorrow at noon.
There you go.
And we're going to hook you up with some Herman Cain books.
Oh,
this is Herman Cain is the name of the book, and we have some to give away.
So you might be able to win the book and take the book tomorrow to Hastings.
I think that would be entirely possible,
and maybe get it autographed.
In fact, as you're shaking out the cobwebs, let's go ahead and give one of those away.
Or if you don't win one, you could actually go to Hastings and
purchase one,
buy one, and get autographed. Yeah,
695-1620. I'm up before 7, and I want a Herman Cain book. Let's see.
Is that the name of the book? I'm up before 7.
It's called This is Herman Cain. The name of the contest is I'm up before 7, and I want a Herman Cain book. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes.
What's your name?
Larry Thompson.
Larry, how are you, man?
I'm looking for one of those Herman Cain books.
Larry's one of our most faithful listeners, and he calls us often. And, Larry, you are a winner. We've got a Herman Cain book for you, okay?
Fantastic. Pick it up this morning.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
All right. So
there you go.
We'll give another one away here for this hour. Who's this?
This is Janet Boone.
Janet Boone. You want a Herman Cain book?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
Excellent. You've got one.
Thank you.
We won't even write your name on it. We'll just write a piece of paper. We'll write it on a piece of paper and attach it to the book or something like that. So.
All righty.
You
thank
come
you.
Pick it up here at the radio station.
You know where we are, Janet?
Yes, sir, I do.
Excellent. Come see us during between 8 and 5. So
a lot
there you
of people
are.
People know where we are.
Yeah, well, and that's a good thing. Yeah, because you know what? We're locally owned and we've been in the same spot for a long time.
Yes, we have.
You know, we've only been on the air for 87 years. Mm-hmm. So
right. And I've been there most of that. No, wait.
You and me both. I've been here more times than you have.
That's right.
Hey, you're back again,
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
You've gotten different key codes. Yeah, I've had the same one.
Exactly. I've gotten different offices. What are you talking about? Well, since you're back this time, this is where we're going to put you. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, that's all we're going to do for right now. We'll give away some more. We've got some more to give away today. So, but that's going to be tomorrow at noon at Hastings in College Station.
Right. And he's, I saw a poll last night that he's leading right now.
This man has pulled ahead.
He's pulled ahead of Romney and Governor Rick has dropped a third.
Yeah, as a matter
one poll I saw anyway.
Right. Yep. And look at his win in the Florida straw poll. And,
right.
And politics, not unlike sports, I think winning begets winning, and I don't know if that's a good thing or not,
mm-hmm.
Because people, you know, is that what we would almost call a lemming mentality, or is it people saying, okay, who is this guy? I'm going to learn more about him, and they learn more about him. They say, you know what he says really resonates with me, and I appreciate what he says. You know what, this man's talking about things like fair tax. This man's talking about, and he's been there. I mean, he grew up. Dirt poor in Georgia. He grew up dirt poor in Georgia. He went to Morehouse College, got his MBA at Purdue, and ended up working for a lot of well-known corporations, Pillsbury, Coca-Cola, and then ended up being, of course, chief executive of Godfather's Pizza. That company was in the toilet, and in 14 months, he made them solvent. So he knows how to run a business. He makes a lot of sense to a lot of people, and he will be right here in College Station, Texas, from noon to 1 tomorrow at Hastings. And come out and see
I've got a question that you may know the answer to.
Oh, boy. The fact that you're going to put me on the spot right here in the radio, I probably don't. But
well,
ahead.
If you don't, that's fine.
I'll make one up.
Maybe a listener does. His 999 tax thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the nines is a sales tax. Okay, does that mean in Texas that's on top of our 8.25 already? That's my question.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, or does that take the place of what we pay it in Texas already? I mean, if that, because I know the 999 is 9 personal income tax, 9 corporate income tax, and 9 sales tax. That's his 999.
I'll put it to you this way. Because we're gonna get up to our eyeballs real quick and stuff that's gonna put people back to sleep.
I understand.
Go to his website. It's on there. I just found it.
So you did?
Just Google Herman Cain 999 and you'll find it soon enough.
So, all right.
Let's see. Oh, and the other thing that I was going to tell you about on our website right now, if you go to WTAW.com and click on Infomaniacs, and I put this up there this morning, and Patrick would be so proud of me because I tried to put a video online last week, and I didn't mess it up. I got it on there, and it was just too big for the website. Patrick would be so proud of me because I actually got it on there in the right size this morning.
My little boy's growing up.
That's right. Yeah. Little Chase is all grown up. There is it's a group out there that has a website called badlipreading.com. badlipreading.com.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And what they do is they take actual footage of mostly political people. They've done it with Obama. They've got a new one up of Michelle Bachmann that's not too bad, but they've got one with Rick Perry. And this thing's about 2 minutes long. They take actual footage. They dub in a different voice that sort of kind of sounds like the person, but you can tell it's not the person. And they add words that it looks like the people are saying. And so the result is just absolute gibberish. But because it's lip reading, it looks kind of like what they're saying. And the one that they did with Rick Perry is excellent. And in fact, I want to play just a little bit of it right now, just so you can kind of get a feel for it. And then go to our website and see the rest of it. This is badlipreading.com.
Ice cream, that is cheap. Fact. And then I suspended Marcia off this bridge and took a virgin heifer night riding for a while. We never got a dead spirit. We hated it, though.
It's disgusting.
Someone had a grade-A lungfish decorate their home for a married fool's function.
Tuna, eggs, Doritos, cheesecake, tamale.
He's shaking hands with people.
See ya.
So there you are. That's about 30 seconds of it right there. And go to our website, WTAW.com, and click on Infomaniacs, and the rest of it is right there. Jordan, have you seen that?
I did, actually. I saw it last night. Did you put it on your Facebook page?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay.
I think it came out. It did. It came out last week.
Yeah.
Or earlier this week. One of the two. Late last week, early this week. And when I saw that they had the new one from Michelle Bachmann, I watched and I thought, okay, it's all right.
It's okay.
But I went ahead and took a step back and put the Rick Perry one up there, and it is.
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
It's funny. And the thing is, it's not political. It's just, here's what it looks like he's saying, and so they put that up there. So check it out online, WTAW.com, and the Infomaniacs page, 647.